Hello everyone, welcome to this podcast. I am Daniel Hinkle and I am with Rainio Turku. Say hi.
Hi.
Today we are going to be doing a theory about who is Rolf and why is he wanted? Why is he being hunted down by the police? Who knows? But we are going to try to figure it out. So Rolf is apparently a criminal who did a lot of bad things, but he grew up in a bad environment, so I don't really call him a criminal, but I don't know how he got into that environment. Was he in a war? Was he abandoned by his family in like a really bad town? Because Zorvente met him and gave him an eye patch. So Zorvente might have actually been a hero. Because I think Zorvente gave Rolf his first feeling of happiness. So if that is that, that means Zorvente is a hero in a way. So what if it's like one of those what if episodes of Marvel. So what if Zorvente didn't give Rolf the eye patch he had now? Maybe he would not feel any emotions and maybe destroy the whole world as we know it. But now he is still a criminal, but he doesn't act as much as a criminal. And so Zorvente might actually save the world, even though she is the ruler of hell. So if that is so, that would mean so Zorvente might seem that she's evil, but she only gets evil. That might mean that she only gets evil when her temper goes up, kind of like Rolf. So if that is that, that means that Selvar would be just like their parents, and maybe Selvar might actually rule the world one day. He might even rule hell with Razazi and kill off all of humanity, including boyfriend and girlfriend. Second week? Maybe. If it's necessary, a second week would actually be cool. And Mike Gino, and Doki Doodles, if y'all would like ideas, I'm right here. So that will be our episode for today. We had fun learning about the life of Rolf and how he could have actually destroyed the world. And Selvar might have followed in his footsteps. So Selvar might become an evil god. And Rolf, and I didn't say this, but Rolf might save the day if that happens. Because Rolf and Selvar don't actually have a good relationship, even though they're son and father. But if that ever happens, then yeah, my theory was right. Alright, I'm not saying it was right, but hey, it's just a theory. Not a game theory, because I'm not the game theorist. Well, check out later. This is Daniel, and I'm out.